This poem is one I haven't read in a long time, and I just want to give a shout out to my homie, Sheila Thomas. She does work with Sickle Cell New Mexico, because a couple years ago, they had their annual banquet, and they invited me to come MC, and I wrote this poem for them at the time, the Judith R. Harris Sickle Cell Gala.
Wait, what is sickle cell?
Sickle cell. So sickle cell is a disease of oddly shaped blood that oftentimes impacts people of African and Mediterranean descent, and it makes your normally very round blood cells sickle shaped. So when they're sickle shaped and they have these kind of pointy corners, they clot differently or ineffectively or not at all or too much, and it causes all kind of circulatory disorders and a lot of the other health outcomes that come from that. And normally it impacts the lifespan of the people who have it. The treatment has gotten better over the years, but it's something that oftentimes plagues specifically the African-American community and is not a huge institutional health issue, because it only impacts a certain small segment of the population. So a lot of times we have to raise our own funds for research and our own funds.
And they're still looking for a cure.
And they're still looking for a cure, yeah. And so when I was invited to be part of that that movement and the work that they're doing, I was able to write a poem that was based on something that Maya Angelou wrote, but it's based on Maya Angelou's Black Family Pledge. And so Maya Angelou published before her death, a poem that was called Black Family Pledge, and I decided to write a response. Because we have forgotten where we come from, we let anyone brother and sister us, son and daughter us, orphan us from our heritage, and put our future of paternity tests in the hands of Maury Povich. Because we've stopped preaching soul food, started surviving off of hungry man dinners and chicken soup for sold, we ain't buying time around the kitchen table no more. But this ain't about low blood sugar, sodium, and high cholesterol. But we can't live off of soul food, y'all. Because we forgot our feast was fertilizer, barely fit for a human being, but bent over a 16-hour day in a cotton field. Girlfriend could eat a whole trough of Tritlins and still fit in them six-size jeans. But because we forgot the folds in Big Mama's smile are like an atlas on how to grow old. Because we forgot we were sharecroppers. We don't share with each other, but give us to everyone else. Because we forgot we was original man. Because we forgot we first lived off the land before vegetarians were white only. Sierra Club was green and Earth Day was 420. You could find a Rasta granola rabbit food eating brother dime a dozen, treating the earth with respect like a mother. We forgot that was us, six-packed up without the liquor store getting 1 red cent of our money, because we never trusted banks no way, and for the record, we was right. Put college tuition in mason jars and retirement between mattresses, a little something to help you leave that man if he keep beating you in the bra strap. Yeah, we eat, sleep, and dream money, but haven't figured out a way to create what they call wealth. Because we put too much letters in arthritis and not enough in our bodies. A, B, calcium, iron. Some will remember our bones more than our brains. Not enough letters in the mail. Too many in the text. Too few in the tweet. Because we've forgotten how to tell our stories. All we know about each other is gossip. Because we was not allowed at the lunch counter. We middle school lunchtime table segregationists. Like nerds don't sit with jocks. And the country club table still waiting for its Tiger Woods. Because we got the nerve to say I ain't messing with him. Because he run with them in a world where Henry Louis Gates gets no more love from a cop than MC Ren. Because we started being our children's homies, they stopped coming home. Started putting our parents in homes, because ain't nobody gonna tell me how to raise my child, not even our parents. Then got mad that our children ain't trying to hear nothing about raising a child, just how to make babies, not even parents. Because we've got no native tongue. We've got a culture that can't speak for itself, swallow a mouthful of the oppressor's language every time we address each other. So the only way we know how to exhale self-love is because we forgot our sophisticated smooth jazz gospel rhythm and blues used to be called race music. The rock was stolen before it was banned. That Sam Cooke left the church to sing the favorite memory of your high school homecoming dance, but then run away from our hip-hop generation youth like they the god darn Ku Klux Klan. But my generation, I got something for y'all too. Because we put more lead in our pistols than in our pencils. We don't rewrite a history of genocide. We just Kool-Aid ourselves to death and then take fake names like Jim Jones to get a rep. Because we don't read, we don't lead. Because of TV, we don't dream. Because we still use words like red bone, high yellow, dark skinned, and Oreo. We don't use words like us. Therefore, we pledge to hold hands, wrap a human chain around our block before we put a platinum one around our neck, to love the haters while realizing challenging each other is one of the highest forms of love, to keep company with one another, to therapy each other, to heal. We've been trying so hard to not be slaves that we don't do ourselves service, and families make sure everybody gets served, even the drunk uncle no one really likes and are unsure if he's one of those uncle uncles or one of those close friends of the family uncles. But never mind that. Dr. Angelou had it right. We are more than just keepers of our brothers and sisters. We makers of brothers and sisters. And to all those who made us, we make this pledge.